We know what today is. 20 years ago, Katrina made this one of the darkest days in Louisiana history. Bob Mann was the communications director for Governor Kathleen Blanco, and at first, they thought Katrina only produced wind damage. And then the reports started coming in.
Mid-morning to late morning, the reports started just pouring in, that the water was pouring in to New Orleans, and every couple of minutes brought a new report of a levee break somewhere.
Katrina produced catastrophic flooding not only in New Orleans. She made landfall as a Category 3 storm in Plaquemines Parish. St. Bernard Parish also had widespread flooding and devastation. Current parish president Louis Pomez was an employee of the parish at that time.
Very stressful day, I can tell you that. It was a long, long haul to get where we're at today. It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears.
Pomez says St. Bernard wouldn't be where it is today without the spirit of the parish's residents and federal money. The Louisiana Department of Insurance is accepting the next round of grants for fortified roofs beginning Tuesday. This round of grants to assist homeowners with the cost of the roofs that are designed to resist hurricanes is for homeowners in the coastal zone, which includes Lake Charles, Westlake, and Sulphur. 500 grants will be awarded and recipients will be chosen by lottery from the registrants. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.